You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 970, hour number one. My name's Max, and thanks for tuning in. Thanks for opening the file. We'll start this hour with electronic music from three artists, going all the way back to 1975 with Eric Lindgren and his project, The Space Negroes. We'll hear Martians Have Landed. For Martian Gardens, Martians Have Landed. We'll then hear from San Francisco artist Philip Perkins and West Chu. And the long piece that we'll hear, running almost 15 minutes, is David Mahler, Wind Piece. Electroacoustic music on tape, sourced from crystal glassware and aluminum pie pans, a 1972 composition. First, this is The Space Negroes from Dig Archaeology. This is called Martians Have Landed.
Should we run? Look how quick our hearts
Electroacoustic music on tape from David Mahler. That was called Wind Piece, piece spelled EA in this case. And that was the long piece, running almost 15 minutes. We started with Eric Lindgren's project, going all the way back to when he was still an undergrad at Tufts, and we heard one of the project he called the Space Negroes, which I think he started about the time he recorded this piece, fall of 1975, in his apartment in Somerville. I identified it as electronic. Of course, it wasn't. It's electro. It's a electric guitar, percussion, and some voice, which he sounds like he's sped up with tape. Mr. Lindgren would go on to be a improvisational and a musician and a classical composer, heading one of Boston's best bands ever, Bird Songs of the Mesozoic. We'll hear something from them next week, actually. And this comes from a couple of CDs that Lindgren released on his own label, Arf Arf, in 1992, about the time that he retired the name The Space Negroes. They're called Dig Archaeology, and this is the first volume, 75 through 86. Again, that's on his own Arf Arf label from 92. Philip Perkins, an associate of the legendary anonymous band The Residents. That was a piece called West Shoe from his CD Mr. Anyhow, live in the studio 2011 through 2014 on Fun Music, his own label from 2014. And you heard an extensive recording of a high school band performing Louie Louie in that piece. Those two were holdovers from last week. I didn't get to them, and I wanted to, and they made more sense where I put them last week, but I ran out of time. So then we heard this gradually developing electroacoustic piece that was 15 minutes. Electroacoustic music on tape with sound sources from crystal glassware and aluminum pie pans. And that was composed and recorded in 1972 at the electronic music studios of the California Institute of the Arts, chiefly using a reel-to-reel, which is quite a challenge to work with as opposed to software, which can drive you mad, but tactilely a little less maddening. Anyway, we can continue the piece Wind Piece, P-E-A-S-P-E-A-C-E, the Wind Piece, was dedicated to Harold Budd. And we'll hear some Harold Budd collaborating with others in the next piece, which will be Harold Budd, Ruben Garcia, and Daniel Lentz, a CD called Music for Three Pianos, released in 1992 on All Saints Records. And the piece we'll hear is called Pulse, Pause, Repeat. And then we'll hear from Bernard Rounds. We'll hear his piece Memo 5. He's quite an accomplished composer. He's turned 85 this winter, retired from Harvard University. Memo 5 appears on his CD Piano Music, 1960 through 2010, released on Bridge Records about 6 years ago. And this piece features Ursula Oppens playing the piano, music recorded at Purchase College in New York in October of 2013. And this is a 1975 composition, Bernard Rand's Memo 5. And we'll end with two selections. The first two selections from Changes, 64 Studies for Six Harps, the latest release on New World Records. This is a computer-aided composition, harmonic studies for harp. And it's performed by six harpists, conducted by Nicholas Deo, and recorded at the California Institute of the Arts. James Tenney will end the set with harps, first star for piano and pianos, Harold Budd, Ruben Garcia, Daniel Lentz. This is called Pulse, Pause, Repeat.
Thank you.
Listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 970, hour number one. We just heard harp music composed by James Tenney. That was from Changes, 64 Studies for Six Harps. This was a composition, a computer-aided composition. He realized at York University in the 90s. The 80s, actually, and it's for, again, for six harps, and there are 64 short selections like that. We'll hear more of them coming in the next coming weeks. Changes 64 Studies for Six Harps was just released by New World. The harpists are listed at the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. In the last leg of James Tenney's life, he took a teaching position at the California Institute of the Arts in 2000, and his health began failing, and he died there in 2006. And his ex-wife, the artist Carol Schneeman, avant-garde filmmaker and installation artist, passed away a few weeks ago. It's sad to see them gone. Anyway, Harold Budd started us off. Harold Budd, Ruben Garcia, and Daniel Lentz. A piece called Pulse, Pause, Repeat, from a short CD, but a very pretty CD of music called Music for Three Pianos, released in 1992 on All Saints. And then we heard from Bernard Rand's Memo 5, which he wrote in 1975, in a reaction against what he called PPP, pretty piano music. And my subjective opinion of prettiness, I think he failed spectacularly. And that's from Bernard Rand's Piano Music, 1960 through 2010, released on Bridge Records. Ursula Oppens on piano for Memo 5, and that was recorded at Purchase College in New York in 2013. And again, we ended with James Tenney and selections from Changes for 64 Studies for Six Harps. And the conductor was Nicholas Deo, and that was recorded where he taught in the last years of his life, California Institute of the Arts in Valencia, and that was recorded in November of 2017. We wind down the hour with music from a Cal Arts alumnus who's achieved probably the most luminous career an avant-garde composer could have nowadays, John Luther Adams. We'll hear his percussion piece, Wail, that's W-A-I-L, and this comes from a suite of percussion pieces called The Mathematics of Resonant Bodies, music recorded, music released on Cantaloupe in 2006. And this is for percussion and air raid sirens, one of a few pieces that Adams wrote for that ensemble. In this case, both percussion and sirens are performed by Stephen Schick of the University of California, San Diego. The material on the Mathematics of Resonant Bodies was recorded at the University of Alaska at Fairbanks in between January of 2002 and January of 2003. In fact, all of it was recorded in those two Januaries. And in this case, Adams did not resent living up in Fairbanks. He lived in a small cabin with a studio attached to it out in the woods, and it was the severe weather was his muse, and he lived there for a couple of decades until his boreal paradise started to melt like an ice cream cone on the 4th of July, and he moved out. And a few years ago, wrote a piece about the ecological disaster happening up north in Fairbanks, and headed south this way. Anyway, we end here with John Luther Adams, the first hour of Martian Gardens. John Luther Adams, this is Wail, coming from The Mathematics of Resonant Bodies. Music performed by Stephen Schick. This is Martian Gardens. Episode 970, hour number 2. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog.
We'll be right back.